I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Photography documents the world around us. But by their choice of subjects and how to shoot them, photographers are also sharing with viewers their individual perspectives on the world. An exhibit on view now in Albuquerque gives photographers living with mental illness a chance to share their perspectives. Untold Minds was put together by Santa Fe's Compassionate Touch Network. Michelle Herling is the executive director. Michelle, good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
What is the mission of your organization, Michelle?
Compassionate Touch Network was incorporated in 2011. Our primary focus is on mental illness, suicide, and stigma. Because of the stigma of mental illness, so many people do not seek help.
And sharing stories through artistic expression with the public is a way for people with mental illness to perhaps enter the wider community.
Absolutely. It helps to bring them out of the isolation that so many of them live in, self-imposed because of the stigma.
We're talking, in terms of this exhibit, about amateur photographers.
Yes.
Who are being mentored by professional photographers.
Some of the photographers are professional, but some of them just love photography and use it as a hobby. And they wanted to share that skill and their love of photography with people that had no idea even how to use a camera.
And what is that process toward an exhibit? How do the mentors work with these amateur photographers?
First, we select the mentors, and this past year we had 10 of them. And then after the mentors are selected, we reach out to find people with mental illness who are interested in learning about photography as well as storytelling. The text that goes along with each photographic piece is just as important as the photograph itself because it helps us to understand what the person who is taking the photograph is reflecting on in terms of the choice they made for that photo.
So what might that text be, for instance?
There was one young man named Jason who has a piece called The Wooden Split that is up at the Zimmerman Library right now. It's one of 18 pieces. And he talks about the split that he saw in the tree when he took the photograph. And within the 100 to 125 words that are a part of the text that he shares, he talks about the split that took place inside of him. And that split happened for him twice. And he recognized the second time that he really needed to be committed to his own mental health without trying to follow what other people said he should do. And so he recognized that that tree with that beautiful split in it, as well as the split inside of him, really helped him to build strength in his life.
What about the search for the subjects of the photographs? How were the photographers led to something that might be worthwhile to them as a subject?
They actually make that choice with their mentor. That's part of the beauty of this process. We saw how powerful it was for people with mental illness to come out of their isolation, to work with people who were taking them out in the community to parts of the community that they wanted to be taken to. So initially, the mentor and mentee would sit down, have a conversation. The mentee would say, you know, I really love flowers. I would love to go somewhere, but maybe they wouldn't know where to go. And the mentor would do some research with them to figure out where to go. And some of them took over 100 photos. And then they needed to cull them down to two so that our curator could choose which one he wanted out of the two. And then we began the process of writing the story.
Who are these people with mental illness? Are they local people?
Yes. Everybody that participates has been so far from either Albuquerque or Santa Fe, but you do have to have a mental illness and be willing to identify that you have an illness.
So when people go to Zimmerman Library on the UNM campus in Albuquerque, Michelle, to view this exhibit, what are they going to see?
Hopefully, they're going to see the beauty and power and the dynamism of people who are not used to speaking up and speaking out in certain ways through their image as well as through the words. So the pieces themselves are 12 inch by 12 inch. There's two pieces, two tiles. The image is on top of the text. So you will see 18 stories, 18 visual stories, and 18 pieces of text.
Do you think, Michelle, visitors are going to be surprised by the images they see?
I think they're going to be very surprised. When we started talking about this exhibit at Zimmerman, I brought a number of pieces to the library staff, as well as to Agora Crisis Line, which is part of UNM. And they were very I was moved by how moved they were, just reading the stories and seeing the stories in relationship to the image that was taken. There were tears.
Is the process of photography itself therapeutic?
I think the act of doing art is therapeutic. I have been amazed by the power the expression of art has created and how connected people feel to the art that they create through their photography. Photo Voice Untold Minds is actually a part of a larger exhibit that takes place in Santa Fe. It's an art show that takes place, paintings, sculptures, in September, October. There are generally about 150 pieces of art created by people with mental illness. Photo Voice is a part of that exhibit. We're going to be at the Santa Fe Community Gallery this year and are really quite excited about that.
What have the responses to you been, Michelle, from the people with mental illness about the process they go through for this Photo Voice Untold Minds series?
They feel like they're developing friendships as well as developing skills in photography and in writing and expression. I remember one mentee saying that he went out for a cup of coffee with his mentor, and for him it was just, he thought to himself, this is what people do generally. It's not something he was used to doing. For instance, Jan, who did a piece called Companionship, at the end of her piece, she said this process really helped her with her depression. It helped to lift her up and out of the depression. The image that she chose to use that reflected companionship to her is an image that she looks at when she starts feeling depressed because it reminds her of connection. And that was what was important for her.
Michelle Herling leads Santa Fe's Compassionate Touch Network. The nonprofit has produced Untold Minds, an exhibit of photographs by local individuals living with mental illness. It's on view through April 14th in UNM's Zimmerman Library. Michelle, many thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.